Michigan iCasino revenue adds 29% as online gambling increases. The Michigan Gaming Control Board released data indicating a robust performance in the state's online casino gaming and sports wagering sector for September, with operator-adjusted gross revenue, AGR, exceeding $210 million. Notably, DraftKings achieved a record high for tribal partners in iGaming during this period. DraftKings leads the way, from the $166.4 million generated by internet casino gaming, comprising contributions from three commercial operators and 15 tribal entities. Michigan witnessed the second highest total since iGaming's launch in January 2021. This figure closely trailed the peak in March, standing at $171.8 million. Furthermore, it marked a significant 29.3% increase from the $128.7 million reported in September 2022 and a notable 9.3% improvement from August. The state's 14 mobile sportsbooks collectively held 9.6% of a substantial $457.7 million handle, translating to $44 million in gross revenue. Prominent operators like DraftKings and BetMGM pursued bettors aggressively, both achieving adjusted gross revenue totals below 50% of their gross revenue. The state reaped tax revenues from this thriving industry, with $1.25 million attributed to sports betting taxes. The city of Detroit, which is currently dealing with a casino workers' strike, also benefited, claiming over $470,000. Michigan, with the authority to levy taxes on $149.8 million of adjusted gross revenue from iGaming and $18.7 million from sports wagering, witnessed an influx of $31.3 million from iGaming into its coffers. The city of Detroit secured $7.5 million. Tribal entities engaged in internet casino gaming contributed more than $4 million to local jurisdictions in September, marking an unprecedented monthly high. FanDuel a close second. FanDuel closely followed DraftKings in iGaming, maintaining its customary lead in online sportsbook operator revenue rankings. However, it held an 11.7% share on a handle of $144.7 million, generating $16.9 million in gross revenue. Despite offering lucrative incentives to bettors, FanDuel's adjusted gross revenue remained less than 55% of its gross revenue. Conversely, DraftKings and BetMGM were among the eight mobile operators with adjusted gross revenue falling below 50% of their gross revenue for September. Although none of the mobile sportsbooks experienced a monthly loss in terms of gross revenue, PointsBet and Golden Nugget reported five-figure losses in adjusted gross revenue. PointsBet, with an 8.6% hold on an $8.9 million handle, reported an AGR of minus $45,000. Resulting in nearly $762,000 in gross revenue. Meanwhile, Golden Nugget, despite coming out only $9,356 ahead on $1.1 million in bets, posted an AGR of minus $17,133, marking its second consecutive five-figure loss.